Welcome to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast, the only podcast entirely dedicated to helping you achieve rent to rent success. We talk about the ethical way to get you started in property without buying it. This is our place to inspire each other to believe bigger, to be bolder, and to be game changers for good. Property investors and sisters Stephanie and Nikki Taylor are your guides on this exciting ride. Let's start up the engines and get ready to fly. Hello, 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 and welcome. It's Stephanie here, and we're back with the Rent to Rent Success podcast. I'm so excited today. I have with me Eleanor Gladwin. She's a hypnotherapist and transformational coach, and she's really transformed me. And you know, I love to share the things that really work in business and in life to make things easier and to help us all to level up to the next level. As you'll hear, Eleanor's passionate about empowering you to transform to become the person you want to be. You're listening to this podcast because you are interested in growth, in business, and in developing everything about yourself. So welcome to the show, Eleanor Gladwin.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we dive right into it, I just want to explain, why am I having a hypnotherapist on the Rent to Rent Success podcast? Well, there is a little bit of a story to it, because in actual fact, I was at hot yoga one morning. I was a bit stressed out, and a friend had mentioned that she was doing Paul McKenna's course on Mind Valley, and how she'd been feeling so much uplifted because her dad had died recently, and she'd been feeling so down, and it had really helped her to, you know, find that sense of fun again. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I'd never really been interested in hypnotherapy before, but I did thought, sometimes I think these things are told to us because they were meant to be. So I thought, I'll go and have a listen, and I did. And I found it very helpful. And then I was out for lunch with a couple of friends, one of them who's quite happy to be mentioned and had great results working with Ellie, Bev. But both of the ladies we were out with had had great success with hypnotherapy. And one of them, whose name I won't mention, was addicted to chocolate bars and was eating 7 in a day, one particular brand. And she went for one hypnotherapy session and never at one again. And so wow. I thought, exactly, wow, I need to get myself a hypnotherapist. and Bev mentioned your name. And at the time, I was going through a stressful period. This was just before Christmas. And I was finding that my normal good eating was gone to pot. And so that's why I got in touch with you, Ellie. And for me, it has been like magic and fairy dust, the difference between before and after. But maybe we'll come on to that later on. But that is why I've brought you on the show, because what I realize is this is the same techniques that we can use to be more confident in business and more successful in lots of different areas in our lives. So, Eleanor, tell us a bit about your story and how you got started in hypnotherapy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really know much about hypnotherapy. And I had struggled all my life, really, with my weight and done probably every diet that was ever conceived and had, you know, some success, but not long lasting success. And I kind of knew, I think, deep down that it was something in my mindset, even though I probably might not have been able to explain it that way. But I knew that it was something more on a deeper level, I suppose you could say. So I was looking for something completely different. And I began to think about hypnotherapy, even though I didn't really know what it was. And I even went to the trouble of Googling to see if I could find a local hypnotherapist. But I was a bit put off because I didn't really know any of these people. And how did I know whether I could trust them? And I had so many questions. And then I tried a free download by a lady called Anna Richardson, who was a TV presenter. Mm-hmm. And had trained as a hypnotherapist after doing one of the shows that she was involved in. And I was really amazed at how it worked. I really felt completely different around food, a bit like you've experienced, Steph, you know, that whole sort of a bit of an indifference towards things that before had been a real lure for me. So I was convinced at that point that this was something that could work for me, but I needed more because it wasn't tailor-made for me. And I just happened to be at an event and I met a hypnotherapist, and his banner said something about weight loss and whatever. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have a chat with him. And so I did. And he was one of those people that I just instantly found a connection with and thought, yeah, this guy knows what he's doing and he's somebody that I like and that I could trust, you know. So I booked up straight away and I think I went the next week to start my hypnotherapy course with him. And after 12 weeks, I felt absolutely amazing. And a bit like you, it felt like magic because things had changed in my mindset to such a degree that I felt like a completely different person. I felt much more confident and lots of benefits I wasn't really expecting. And I always say that I gained much more than I lost. So in that 12 weeks, I think I lost 21 pounds and about 18 inches or something. So, you know, there was a remarkable difference. And and I was addicted by that one. I just loved it. And I was quite sad when it came to the end of the 12 weeks. I thought, oh, no, we're going to get my little relaxation to fix, if nothing else, you know. Anyway, after a little while, he contacted me and said, oh, I'm going to start training people to be hypnotherapists. Would you like to do it? And I was like, oh, yes, I would. Yeah. Because I've always worked in areas where I've helped people. So lots of customer service roles and that kind of stuff. And even in my private life, I've always been, you know, a helper of some description, and lots of babysitting and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's just in my DNA, is to help people. And I kind of knew that probably my job was going to be coming to an end, that there was going to be some redundancies, and the timing was just perfect. So whilst I was still working, I did my training. And so by the time I was made redundant, I was ready to go. And I was kind of doing a bit of both at the same time initially. So, yeah, so that's kind of how I got into it. It's a bit of a long answer, sorry, to a short question. But
I love all the detail because other people can really relate. I can really relate to your story of being in a job. You know, you're having that transformation, then you want to do it for yourself. And then it was just so beautiful, the timing, as you said.
Yeah, it was, really was. Yeah.
People might be a bit like me and a bit skeptical about this whole hypnotherapy. But what I want to ask you, because it just seems a bit, does that really work? You're just listening to something and then you change your actions. Why does it work, Eleanor?
So the beauty of hypnotherapy is that it works on our unconscious minds, that part of us that is kind of like our autopilot. So we have lots of routines that we do every day. We call them strategies. So we run hundreds of them every day. So you probably do the same thing in the same order every day without even realizing it. And one of the examples I normally give is about brushing your teeth. So if you think about it, you probably brush your teeth in exactly the same order every single time. That's just the way that you do it. You don't even think about it. You don't have to think, what do I do to brush my teeth? You know, I pick up the toothbrush, I put it under the water, I squeeze some toothpaste on it. You don't think about any of that stuff because it's one of the programs that you run. And the trouble is that lots of them are useful, like brushing your teeth and making a cup of tea and all that kind of stuff. But some of them are not so useful. So we start doing things in a certain way. And at the time, there's a perfectly good reason for it. You know, it's all very valid. But as time goes by and we change and develop and grow and our circumstances change and develop, those reasons become outdated, but we're stuck with the same old program, the same habit, same strategy. You know, so people come to me for all kinds of reasons. And it's normally because that programming is just not what they want anymore. And the beauty of hypnotherapy is that it can access that unconscious part of our minds and by the power of suggestion, help us to do things in a different way. And so just like you see on the stage, you know, with the hypnotist, get the right word, gives people suggestions on stage to, let's say, cluck like a chicken. That's the, you know, the standard example. And they do it, you know, they obviously remove that suggestion before they wake them. Whereas with therapy, you don't remove that suggestion. So it carries on working. So that's kind of why it works, is it helps us to reprogram that program that's gone a bit astray, that's not working for us in the way we want it to work. So,
I love that way of thinking about it. It's like software. We're all operating software systems.
Yes.
So you might have a software system that says, for example, sweets are a massive treat. If you're feeling stressed, get sweets. If you see sweets and you're stressed or tired, eat them immediately. And that might be an unconscious system. And your conscious brain is thinking, don't eat sweets. We actually love being fit and slim and healthy and we don't want all that sugar. But in those stressful moments, it's that unconscious mind that is really driving that action.
And it takes over, doesn't it? That's the thing. Yeah. And the other thing I always say to clients is people are very down on themselves because they feel that they should be able to use their willpower to change whatever habit it is that they want to change. But think of it like this. So you've got your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. And if you think of an iceberg, that part of the iceberg that you see on top of the water is very small, isn't it, in comparison with the bit that's under the water. And your conscious mind is a bit like the bit on the top of the water.
Yes.
So about 5 to 10% of the iceberg is on the top of the water. That's the same as your conscious mind. And all that stuff under the water is your unconscious mind. So if you're trying to do anything with your willpower, it's a really conscious thing, isn't it? Like, shall I eat those sweets or shall I not eat those sweets? And you kind of like weighing at the pros and cons, and you're very much making a decision with your conscious mind. So you've only got 5 to 10% chance, really, of succeeding, because that's all you've got is 5 to 10% chance. So that's why people find it very difficult to make a change themselves consciously, because their unconscious mind is much more powerful.
Yes.
That, you know, that sort of automatic pilot part of us is much more powerful. And it just kicks into that routine. So
and what is magical about hypnotherapy, and what I hadn't taken on board before, is that it really nourishes, loves, and talks to that unconscious part of the mind, which is often driven by fear, keeping us safe, keeping us in the past with strategies that have worked with us in the past, and saying it's okay, unconscious mind. Let go of those past years, and you can move towards, so that both parts of your mind then are going in the same direction, and that is what makes it then feel easy and flow. And although we've been talking about it in relation to weight loss, it can really help with some of the main things that people talk to me about when they're thinking about starting in Rent to Rent, such as confidence, such as feeling like an imposter, such as stories in your mind when you're talking to someone new about your new business, the stories in your mind about your capability of running a new business.
Yeah. And
it can really help with those. So actually now is a great time for us to talk about some examples of people you've worked with. And I know that our mutual friend Bev is happy to share what you did for her.
Yeah. So Bev is a very successful business lady, isn't she? And she, you know, she runs a fantastic business and helps other business owners as well to get themselves, you know, going and stuff. So, yeah. So Bev asked me to help her because she wanted to take her business to the next level, and she wanted to make some videos as a course that would be on her website and would bring her some income. But although Bev's very happy to stand in front of a crowd of people, you know, doesn't really matter how many people there are, and talk to them and all that kind of stuff, she's more than happy to do all that, not a problem. But what she really hated was being behind, or being in front of, I should say, a video camera. Absolutely hated it. Was just filled with dread, and she really hated it. And that was a barrier, really, to what she wanted to get done in her business. So she asked me, would I help her? So we did one session. And I used some NLP techniques and also some hypnosis, some hypnotherapy. And we got her really confident about going in front of a video camera. And so now she's created all the videos that she wanted to do, and she's more than happy to do lives and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, just that one session really helped Bev to kind of overcome that barrier for her. And that confidence, I suppose, to take her business to the next level. So, yeah, that's a really perfect example for, you know, how can it help with business situations.
And that's a great story, because people can spend actually a lifetime and never overcome those fears.
Yeah.
And it can hold them back in all sorts of different ways.
Mm.
And they actually think, that's who I am. That's just me. That's how I am. And it's not necessarily, you can change. And
yeah.
What I love about it is just one session.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. So it wouldn't be like that for everything, but for many things, it can be one session.
Yeah.
And the other side of it is people that have these programs running that say, you know, do a video thing is scary, and your 80% or your 90% is saying this is scary, this is scary. Your rational brain saying nothing's going to happen to me, but you're still scared. So that can help with that, but also these irrational fears. And you, so tell us that the other case study we talked about before.
Oh yeah, so a lady that I knew had a really severe needle phobia, which stemmed from childhood, having had lots of injections and blood taken and all that kind of stuff. And she was in a situation where she needed to inject herself for medication every month. But it got to a point where she just could not do the injection. So her partner was doing the injection for her. And it got into the position where the day before the injection, she would just be in a complete meltdown. And in the hours sort of leading up to the time for the injection, she would just be inconsolable. And I'd got to the point as well where she couldn't go into her ensuite bathroom because that's where she kept all her stuff to do the injection. And so she'd had hypnotherapy before, so she knew it worked. And so she contacted me and said, you know, can you help? I said, yeah, of course I will help you. So we did a session that involved some NLP, some hypnotherapy. And it so happened that the day that she'd booked the appointment was the day to do the injection. And so later that evening, her partner had gone out to just do an errand. And when he came home, he said, right, okay, let's get this injection done. And she said, oh, I've done it. So he said, what do you mean you've done it? He's thinking to himself, this doesn't happen. You know, we have to go through this whole procedure and a bit of a palaver. And she said, oh, no, well, I've had hypnotherapy today. And yeah, I felt fine about it. So I thought I'd just get on with it while you were out. And he was a bit speechless, I think, by all accounts. So she was messaging me that evening, you know, to sort of give me this update. And I'm still in touch with her now. And she still does her own injections. So it's not just a one-hit wonder, you know, it's something that is lasting because it changes that whole program that's running that says this is something to be scared of. And that normally, a phobia generally comes from something that's happened to us in life. So, yeah, so that's a perfect example, really, of a quick fix for a phobia. Yeah.
It's a powerful transformation. That's what I found. Mm-hmm. And what I love about your sessions as well is you just feel so cocooned with you and your voice is very soothing. But also you give a recording and it's personal, like it's personal to me. So you say things that my crazy mind is saying to me. And say, oh, no, you don't need to worry about this crazy mind. This is not a thing. But it said things like, well done, you've been doing so well. And I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough well done's. And so I really enjoy.
Yeah, we don't celebrate our successes, do we? You know, we're very quick to hang on to all the things that we feel are failures or that have gone wrong or that we're not very good at. But we're not very good at holding on to those, even if they're small wins, small successes, we just kind of dismiss them, don't we? Yeah.
So if there's any area in life in which you could see that you could do with a bit of growth, maybe it's more confidence for public speaking, maybe it's confidence about going into business, maybe it's like what we were talking about, weight loss or fitness, or you've made a New Year's resolution, we're now on the 1st of February recording this, it'll be coming out in February, but you might think, oh, I do need a little bit of a boost to get back on track. And I really do encourage you to get in touch with Eleanor. And towards the end of the episode, we will be explaining how to do that, because you can do it from anywhere in the world. You can work with Ellie. So before we do that, Ellie, let's talk about the secrets to success. When somebody comes to see you as a hypnotherapist, transformational coach, and they're looking for that change, what do you see in the people who you work with?
I think the first thing that I'm always keen to establish is that it's a change that they want to make, not that somebody else wants them to make. So, you know, that's really important because they need to be invested in it. And so, yeah, so I'm always very keen to establish that this is a change that they want to make. And then I think it's always important for people to understand that that it's a two-way thing. So, yes, I can help them and, you know, make all the suggestions that come from the conversation that we have to help them achieve their goals. But they need also to do a little bit of work. And it's not an uphill struggle. It's not something that's really onerous. But as you say, I do, for most sessions anyway, I do give people a recording of the session on an MP3 basis so that they can listen to that as many times as they want. You know, they can listen to it 5 times a day if they want. They can listen to it twice a week. It depends really on them. But what I always say is that the more you listen to it, the more effect it has, because the more those suggestions go into your unconscious mind, the more it accepts them and then changes your behaviours towards your goals. So I think really it is that sort of that buy-in, that engagement that is the, you know, the key to success, really.
Yeah, yeah, totally. As you were talking, I was just thinking, so we've been working on that and I've been listening to my recordings and I've just found that my behavior has changed. And like you said, I've been stunned because things that I used to feel really tempted towards, even if I didn't eat them, because over the years, when I first lost weight and over the years I've practiced, I've become good at, you know, eating what I choose consciously to eat and not what I don't choose. But in those times where things are a bit more stressful or things like that, I can tend to go off piste. And so with your recordings, I found that I'm back on track and it's so easy, no matter what else is there, all these foods are around me. So, but what I would like to work with you next is because we've been so successful recently, and I feel I'm evolving into a new self. And so I'm having some self-identity crisis. So, for example, my sister just bought a new car. She'd had the same old car. It's a 21-year-old Merc, and she's had it for 17 years. 17.
Wow.
And it's still going, but it looked as though it's 21 years old. And she's finally just bought a new Model S Tesla in red, and she arrives at my house and I like my brain can't take it in, so I think when I get my new car I will have a total freak out and identity crisis because I won't see myself as somebody who has that kind of car. So I realize that that's something in my unconscious, a limitation on what I think is available to me as a level of success that I need to work on. So how, well, I actually, let's put this up. The best way for people to get in contact, I know that listening, if I was listening to this, I would be all in. Remember where I heard it and I said, Bev, give me Eleanor's number. So you might be listening or watching and want to get in contact with Eleanor and speak to her yourself, just to see I'm sure Eleanor can, but if you would like Eleanor to help you with your growth development, and it's at eleanorgladwin.co.uk/booking. Now, if you want to see that written down, it'll be at renttorentsuccess.com/167. You'll see the lovely Eleanor and I on video. And also we'll have a link in the show notes on the podcast app or underneath the video you're watching so that you can get in touch with Ellie and work with her. And do DM me if you do that. I'd love to know how you get on. So Ellie, as we sort of draw to a close, is there anything that you want to add? That
I don't think so. I think we've covered most of it. But yeah, it is a very powerful thing to tap into that part of our unconscious mind that we don't always realise that we have that power within us to do that. But I think once you do, it does become almost addictive because you realize that you have that power within you to make those changes. And it's, I think for me, the most sort of amazing thing was that it did feel like magic. It felt so easy and so transformative. And that's what I, you know, that's why I've put transformational coach in my title, because I want other people to experience the same transformation that I felt that I did at the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it really in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, that reminds me actually, Ellie, of one of the other things that you helped me with. I had times, people think I'm always happy, and I am happy when I'm doing things like this and when I'm meeting with our Kickstarters and, you know, but I have my sad times as well. And I had been experiencing quite a lot of sadness. A few things happened recently and it felt overwhelming because I'm usually, I am an upbeat person, but it felt overwhelming having all these sad feelings of sadness come on. It just kind of felt a bit overwhelming. And one of the things that I loved that you did for me in one of our sessions was that you introduced me to the concept of the control panel, and where I'll just explain what it means in a second. But before that, I want to say, and you know, we're certified coaches, so we already understand about thinking about our thoughts and how our thoughts create our feelings. But these hypnotherapy tools, I think, are a great complement to the tools you're already using to manage your mind. So the idea of the control panel is that you can go into your mind anytime that you want to, and when you're especially helpful when you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, and you can just turn emotions down or turn emotions up. And it feels like it would be impossible, but it just reminds you of that sense of power that you have to exactly to control how you feel. And if your feeling of sadness was, say, an 11 out of 10, maybe you're not going to turn it to zero, but you can turn it down to maybe a 9 or a 7 or an 8, and you can turn up other more positive emotions, and you can just feel much better in that exact moment with exactly the same experience that you're still having. So very powerful tools that and that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast to share that with our community.
Yes, and that is that's one of my favorite sessions. I do that with nearly every client, because yeah, the control panel, the control room, is something that we can use no matter what the circumstances, you know. So it might be, so for example, I've used mine when I've been too scared to walk down an icy hill. You know, yeah. I just stopped at the top of the hill and thought, right, turn down my, you know, anxiety about this and turn up my confidence and off I go, sort of thing. So it's just that kind of momentary thing of I can take control of myself and the situation. So yeah, I find it absolutely invaluable, and I'm really glad to have that tool in my own toolbox. And so it's one that I'm keen to give most clients. So yeah,
brilliant. Well, thank you so much for the changes that you've given me. I feel like they're lifetime gifts, and you really have uplifted and changed my life in a way that I'm so grateful for, that I almost want to cry. So thank you for that, and thank you for joining us on the podcast today and sharing that with everybody here. Thank you, of course, for watching and for listening. I was going to say, I hope you found it useful. I know you'll have found today's episode useful. And I look forward to seeing you here again next week. Until then, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer. See you soon. Bye for now. Thank you so much for being with me here today. If you would like more, we've written the number one best-selling book on rents to rent. You can find it at rentstorentsuccess.com/book. Reviewers on Amazon have described it as the best rent-to-rent HMO book, and also as a definitive reference guide and inspirational. Take your next step today and buy the book. You can find it at rent2rentsuccess.com/book. And I'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer.